Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
When His life lights my life. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. For the Christian, light and darkness represent the conflict between the ways of God and the ways of the world. As John describes it in his gospel, in Him Christ was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. John 1:4-5. You will learn more about living in the light by reading Charles Hodge's helpful description. Walk with Charles Hodge, a theologian who taught some 3,000 ministers throughout the 1800s. Christians should live as children of the light. Light stands for knowledge, holiness, and happiness. Darkness stands for ignorance, sin, and misery. The exhortation, therefore, is, in its negative form, not to sink back into the world, which belongs to the kingdom of darkness. That is, not to give yourself up to the opinions and practices of the world, and thus inevitably involve yourself in the ruin in which the kingdom of darkness must ultimately issue. It is an exhortation to act as become those who are members of the kingdom of Christ. An exhortation to exhibit the knowledge and holiness, especially in faith, hope, and charity, which characterize those who belong to that kingdom. The motive by which this exhortation is enforced is that we are destined not to wrath, but to salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:9. And this salvation is secured by Christ who died, that whether we live or die, we should live together with Him. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11.
1 Thessalonians 5. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
As a Christian, you no longer live in the darkness. Christ has become your light. And because of that light, you can see where you are going. You can avoid life's pitfalls. You can follow the paths of holiness. Jesus said it best, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. Invite Him to do what light does best in your life right now.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.